Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today I want to speak a little bit about birthdays because it's my birthday and I want to use it in a very, very positive way. The Rebbe made a very, very big deal about birthdays. He said every single person has a birthday, and on our birthday, our mazel is goyver. That is, our spiritual source is very, very powerful. Now, what is the source of this idea that our spiritual source is very powerful on a birthday? It's actually from the story of Purim. What happened was that Haman, may his name be erased, tried to destroy the Jewish people. And he picked out a month in which he thought it would be a very good month to Chas v'Shalom destroy the Jewish people. And why did he say it was a good month? Why do you think it was a good month? Because he said Moshe passed away in that month. So a month that Moshe passes away, he said, that's bad month for the Jews. However, the Gemara says on this story that Haman did not realize that it's also the month that Moshe was born. Moshe was born on the 7th of Adar, and he passed away on the 7th of Adar. So even if it might be a day since he passed away on that day, that Haman could, Chas v'Shalom, use as a way to destroy Jewish people. But at the same time, since it's a day in which Moshe was born, it's the day that Moshe was born, the Gemara says that merit outweighs anything negative. So we see from here that a person's birthday is a day of tremendous merit. And it was actually in the merit of Moshe's birthday that the Jewish people were saved in the story of Purim. So from here we see that every time a Jewish person has a birthday, it's a day which is very, very powerful in a good way for that person, and therefore we should take advantage of it. And what we should do is we should do all kinds of things to help reveal this power of our neshama, which is there on that day, but of course it has to be revealed. And how do we reveal it? Through learning extra Torah, giving extra tzedakah, doing extra mitzvahs, having extra avos Yisrael, love of a fellow Jew, to help another Jewish person, as well as taking a bit of time to sit alone by oneself and think about what kind of year has it been. Hashem gave my soul down into this world for a purpose. That purpose is to serve Hashem. How am I doing? Did I do a good job? Do I need improvement? Of course, certain things we did well, and certain things we need to do better. And a person should think honestly about this, and maybe do some writing about it, perhaps, that would be helpful. And to get clear, what are the things that I do well at, have done well at, and what are the things I need to improve, and to try to improve them? Okay, so now comes the story. And we'll see that it connects with the birthday. When a person does this kind of thing of taking stock and asking themselves, what kind of day has it been? What kind of week, month, year has it been? It could be that they'll say, you know, I have a lot of things that need improvement. And a person might even say, I'm not doing so good. I have a lot of things that need improvement. A person might even, God forbid, become depressed. And this is where the story comes in. There was once a shliach of the Rebbe, rabbi who lived in a city, state, country, and he was in tremendous debt. He owed a lot of money. You know, to run a Chabad house or a school or whatever his project was takes a lot of money. And he was in trouble with money. He did not have enough money. He owed a lot of money, and he didn't know what to do. He was over his head in debt. He was over his head in owing money, and he didn't know where he was going to get money to pay what he owed and to accomplish the projects they had to accomplish. And he was very sad. He was depressed about it, actually. He was depressed. And he went to see a friend of his. This was a businessman, somebody in his congregation. And I don't think he particularly expected that this person would give him a lot of money. I don't think that was really the purpose of his conversation. It was because he didn't know what to do. He was going to this businessman friend, to ask. Can you advise me? You're dealing with money all the time. You're a businessman. Can you advise me? I just feel lost. I feel hopeless. So his friend said to him, Rabbi, listen, I'm not a rabbi. I don't do any fundraising. I don't know anything about how that works. But I'm a businessman. I have a trucking company. And I know how trucking works. I know how my business works. I know how things happen in my industry. Now, sometimes business is good, and sometimes business is bad, and sometimes business is terrible. And sometimes it could happen that I could be in a mood like you, where I just feel like, what am I going to do? I'm in big trouble. We don't have any money coming in. We don't have any contracts coming in. We owe all this other money. It could happen. So what do I do when that happens? I do one thing. I say, okay, we're in trouble. We owe a lot of money. We don't have money. What do I have to do? I have to get one trucking contract. I have to find one customer that's going to agree to a contract with us so we can start to make money. In other words, you don't just sit around and say, I'm in trouble. You go and do something. You go and do something. You find the customer. Or in your business, fundraising, you have to find a donor. You have to find somebody who's going to help. So this is a very short story. The whole story only took a few seconds. But when we find ourselves in trouble of some kind, whatever it is, the thing is not to sit and cry. The thing is to do something. So if we realize on our birthday that, oh my goodness, I'm not really learning nearly enough Torah. I'm not really doing nearly enough mitzvahs. I'm not really having enough love for my friends and family. I'm not really helping this person or the other person or whatever the challenges are. Can't just sit and cry about it. We have to do something. We have to reach out. We have to make good resolutions. So my good resolution is to spend 5 extra minutes every day learning Nigla, this part of Torah. 5 minutes every day extra learning Chassidus, the more spiritual part of Torah. And to reach out to a person who I know would be happy to hear from me. Reach out to a family member that I know would be happy to hear from me. Such resolutions is what we have to do. Meaning, each person on their own. But when we realize that we are in not such a great place, and we really need to be doing a lot better in whatever it is, material things, spiritual things, the thing is not to sit and moan and groan. Take action. Do a good thing. Do a thing which is good for the business. Do a good thing for the neshama. Do a good thing for loving a fellow Jew. Take action. That's how we get started. And with this, hopefully we'll have the redemption, Mashiach, and redemption even today. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And remember, it's really up to you. When you hear a story, the idea is, okay, now I have to take this story and put it to action. And through your extra learning of Torah and doing a mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness, davening through all of this, may we bring Mashiach immediately today, and especially in order to help our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel who need so much assistance. There's so much difficulty there. They're being so brave to live there. And may we all live there as soon as possible with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.